Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you, and I appreciate you being with me today for another Perspective on Healthcare. Let me just say, I'm excited about this interview on a number of different levels, okay? One level is I have Andrea Page. I think that's the proper French pronunciation. We're just going to call her Andrea Page because I'm a United Stateser, and I slaughter all things from other languages. She is a cancer alchemist, which, again, I'm going to translate it. That makes her a cancer coach. She is originally from Canada, but she is now living in Costa Rica, so she's got an international perspective, which is truly unique. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So let's jump right into this, and then just tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
Okay, so I'm originally from Canada. I've been living in Costa Rica now for 7 years. But my background was, my undergraduate degree is in neuroscience. And so I started my career in neuroscience, doing MS research. And then I ended up going back to school and studying radiation oncology. So I worked in radiation therapy for almost 10 years. And then 7 years ago, I blew up my life in Canada. I decided that I was no longer working on purpose, doing what I was really passionate about, and which was more of a holistic-minded perspective on healthcare. And so my family and I moved to Costa Rica, and I transitioned to holistic medicine, and that's what I've been doing ever since. And so mostly my clients have cancer at varying entry points, whether it's newly diagnosed to active treatment to post-treatment. So I support them wherever they are in their journey.
Okay. Do you specialize in a certain type of cancer or in a certain population, or is it more broader based?
Yeah, it's really broad based. I've worked with all sorts of different types of cancer, even preventative. I've worked with spouses after I had worked with their spouse, and then they said, I really love your approach, and I'd like to work in a more preventative, so I don't have a specialty.
Okay.
Given my background in healthcare and having treated so many different types of cancer for so many years, I feel like pretty well versed in most of them.
Okay. So you mentioned your approach. Talk to me a little bit about your approach, if you don't mind.
Okay. So my approach is I believe in tailored medicine. So we are unique beings with unique needs and desires. And so I really meet the person where they're at and get clear about what they want. My background in healthcare was that people didn't have a lot of power in the decision-making process. You know, it was like, you have this type of cancer, you're going to get this type of treatment. And so my approach, first and foremost, is what do you want? What do you see for your health? Where do you need the most support? And then I fill in those gaps where maybe they don't have the knowledge or expertise that I have. So it's very holistic. Right, taking the whole person into perspective. It's not just treating the physical, it's treating the sort of psychological and emotional aspects of having a diagnosis like cancer as well.
Okay, and then I'm assuming it's not necessarily the medical model of treatment. What are some of the approaches that you have to dealing with all of it from, you know, the different aspects that you mentioned, both the physical and the emotional and the spiritual, all of that together? But I'm assuming that there's more to it than just making people feel good while they are dealing with an emotion, you know, a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah. So my role is really supportive. So everything from helping them make decisions with fully informed information about their treatment course so that they feel like they can make a decision that's appropriate for them. We do a lot of, I work in holistic medicine, so we do a lot of nutrition, supplementation, detoxification, so supporting physically. That's generally where we start, is really optimizing the lifestyle, right? So getting them moving, however they can, implementing more mindfulness, some meditation if they're open to it, optimizing their sleep, because when we sleep, that's when we're recovering, that's when we're healing, that's when we're detoxifying. So sleep actually is one of the most important things that I feel for healing. And most people are not sleeping well. And especially when they're in a state of stress or illness, sleep is a really big problem. So optimizing sleep can have massive effects on people's healing, even their mindset, how they feel during the day, how much energy they have, and really how much more empowered they feel when they start to have these successes in their life. I do frequency therapy with them, which is really optimizing the cellular energy. So really working at the cellular level within the body to clear pathogens, clear any kind of stagnant or debris that's stuck in the cells, moving that out. What else do I do? I do homeopathy, herbalism.
Okay.
You name it, I do it.
Right.
Naturopathy. We do holistic naturopathy.
Thank you for the explanation. I appreciate that. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Well, quality healthcare is different than what's currently happening in conventional cancer care, in my opinion, from what I saw. And the quality for me, again, means the holistic approach. Looking at this person as an individual on so many different levels, not just the type of cancer that they have, but really what is the support that they need so that their body can recover, so that they feel really supported, so that they're not in a persistent state of stress. And so quality healthcare for me means spending more than I think the average visit to the doctor is 7 minutes, right? So, and that's the one thing that my clients really appreciate is, you know, we just spend so much time really honing in on where they need the most support, really optimizing all aspects of their life and empowering them. I'm all about empowerment medicine. So that is really what quality medicine is looking, is like giving the power back to the person so that they feel fully informed, they feel fully empowered in terms of their own healing. So I'm not healing anybody. I'm just sort of a guide and a support. It's really the other person, the person that has the cancer, has to do the work really to heal. And so that's where the empowerment comes, is the ownership over that.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that you are giving them the information and the components to make informed decisions about their care, and also to take the steps necessary to, you know, implement the ideas that are out there. And in all of that, they are kind of in the driver's position. They are the ones that are making the decisions. And it's very different from the medical model in which you go and the physician says, as you put it, this is your diagnosis, this is the treatment plan, and this is how it's going to work, because that's just the way it is. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
I can give you an example of a client that I worked with. So I worked with a client a couple of years ago now, and he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. And so they said, okay, you have this type of cancer, you're going to have chemo, you're going to have radiation, and then we're going to follow up with surgery. We're going to take out a portion of your colon and give you an ileostomy bag. And at that point, he called me and he said, I need your help because I'm okay to do the first part, but I don't want surgery. I don't want my colon removed. And so first of all, I like to focus on not what we don't want, but what we actually want. And so I said, okay, great. You want to do the conventional treatment. We're going to support you through that. And then we're going to bypass the surgery. We're not going to have that. That was his goal, right? And so getting a really clear direction about what it is that he really wants. And so we supported him through treatment. He did the treatments. He had very little side effects. And then post-treatment, then we were able to really kind of deep dive. And we did more intense sort of detoxification. We worked through really kind of dialing in his lifestyle and optimization. He started doing some meditation and mindfulness. We worked through some of the emotional blocks that were happening. And within 6 months after he had gone to see for his follow-up care, and the tumor had regressed by 95%. And so, and they were still pushing for surgery at that point. And so, you know, he said to me, well, what should I do in this case? You know, what do you want? And it's not ever my decision. It's really about the other person's decision, my client's decision.
Sure.
We can walk through it, but it really has to be them. And so, but I gave him some questions to ask the oncologist, and specifically, you know, what are the outcomes if I do this surgery, and what are my outcomes if I don't do the surgery? And shockingly, there was like a 3% difference in in outcomes.
Wow.
Meaning that if he didn't do the surgery, it was only 3% less chance that he would have the same outcome as if he removed his colon.
Wow.
And so he was like, 3% is really minimal. And so we said, well, let's just stay the course. Let's keep doing what we're doing because it's clearly working. And within a year, his cancer was completely gone. He never had the surgery. He never had the ileostomy bag. So for me, this is the ultimate of just getting really clear about what you want, staying the course on the protocols and the practices that we do with holistic medicine, and getting the outcome that he wanted.
Got it. I think that what you talked about in there is so important. It's what does the patient or the client want? And as you help them clarify that, then it becomes, how do we create a map to get them to where they want to
exactly.
be?
Exactly.
Okay. What do you exactly. wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
So I guess what's really important for me and is understanding that I am not an either or scenario. I think a lot of people, when they hear more of a holistic approach, they think that it's for only people that don't want to do conventional. And I really support people wherever they're at. If they want to do conventional, I support them with that 100% with their choices. And often in my experience, when we have this integrative approach and we're doing more of the diet and the lifestyle and the optimizations around lifestyle, that their side effects are less. So my role is really supportive, regardless of where somebody is at in their cancer journey. It's not that you have to forego conventional medicine and only do the holistic side, right? That's why we call it integrative, is how do we integrate all of these practices together to really give you the best possible chance for recovery and cancer reversal.
Okay. And that's a unique blend in which I don't want to, my kids used to watch Hannah Montana, and it's the best of both worlds, right? So that's kind of, you're taking, maybe I'll use the Chinese menu analogy, right? Where you're taking some from column A and some from column B in order to create the dish that works for you and that meets your needs. Does that analogy work for you?
Sure, why not?
All right. So what excites you about the future of healthcare?
The future of healthcare. I think that functional medicine is becoming really popular. I think that we are moving towards more of tailored medicine. I think the old ways are really, people are starting to realize that it's not just the chemo, the radiation, and the surgery that is, I mean, I think that those are important in certain instances, but there is so much that we can do to implement as part of a cancer healing process. And I think that that's really what excites me. What excites me most in my practice is the frequency medicine. So Albert Einstein said 100 years ago, or a little bit less than 100 years ago, but the future of medicine is in frequencies. And so I've been getting amazing results with the frequency healing and the frequency therapy in my practice.
Okay. Talk to me about frequency healing and frequency medicine. What is it, and kind of how does it work? Is it, you know, I don't want to be trite when I say this, like, is it aligning chakras? Is it like, what is frequency medicine, just so that people have a better understanding of that?
So frequency medicine is application of different frequencies, which is basically just energy. And so Royal Rife did this research 80 years ago. So some people are probably familiar with the Rife machine. It's very popular in sort of alternative cancer space. And the Rife machine was an application of frequencies. So you can apply different wavelengths. And he had narrowed it down to which frequencies to use for which types of cancer. Now, because we understand so much more about quantum physics, it's taking that old Rife technology and incorporating it with quantum physics. And so now we've taken this to the next level. So the device that I have applies 144,000 different frequencies. It has the capacity to treat that many. Now, what it does, and what the Rife machine didn't have, is it has the capacity to analyze a person's energetic body. So understanding how their cells are functioning, if there's pathogens in the body, if there's any kind of blockages with the energy flowing through the body. So the human being, like every single one of our cells is like a little battery, and we have billions of cells in our body. So we're essentially a battery, a large battery. And often in a state of disease or illness or chronic conditions, our cell voltages are really low. So we're depleted. Our battery is depleted. And what the frequency therapy does is it sort of, it boosts that battery. So it sort of reinvigorates the cells to eliminate toxins, to start to recharge and function optimally. And often when that happens, then a lot of the illness will reverse.
Got it. So
that's what I'm excited about. Okay.
It is a form of technology I was not familiar with. So thank you for explaining that. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
I think in my experience with medical professionals is really saying, I mean, first, I think it's important to understand, like, if I was in this situation that my patient is or my client, what would I want for myself? And coming from that perspective of the sort of compassion and empathy, what would be the best thing to support myself going through this kind of journey? So, you know, I guess the first is for that self-reflection process, but there's so much knowledge out there and it's so easy to gain access that we need to move beyond our pigeonholing of treatments. And so I really encourage medical professionals to read, do the research, learn more of how we can support people, because there's so many amazing therapies, modalities out there for treating cancer.
Okay.
So we really need to kind of open our perspective to be open to giving our clients or patients the best possible outcome.
All right. And so you are preaching to the choir here from this perspective that's what this podcast is all about. It's about bringing in different viewpoints. And as medical professionals and practitioners listen to hear that there are other ways of doing things and to kind of open all of our minds and understanding to what's out there. And I don't want to say this again tritely, but to understand that not everybody who looks at things from a non-traditional viewpoint is a quack, and not everybody that mm-hmm. is using a different modality or a different approach is necessarily, as you said, an either or person where there is not an appreciation for the, you know, what's going on in the medical community, not an appreciation for the different treatments that are available. It's figuring out what the correct combination is for, as again, as you've said, for what the patient wants to do and how they want to live their life. So
exactly.
Yeah. So thank you for coming on and sharing that. Listen, Andrea Page, you are indeed a cancer alchemist. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your viewpoint. I truly respect your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.